I am a big believer in not giving the government any more power than they already have. I'm actually a big believer in reducing some of that power and limiting the government, making it smaller. Every once in a while, though, something kind of comes up that makes me think a little differently in certain areas, and I like that. That's really good. So I wanted to talk about that today. So, okay, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshbeckdisclosure.com and check out all the free materials there. You can also help me out by clicking the donate button. Click that button, and if you could help me out financially, that'd be great. If you can't, you can share this with your friends and family and donate your time. So, yeah, I recently saw this interesting story. Now, just to kind of give my brief kind of position about the government banning things and doing things. I'm not really in favor of it because, you know, I've talked about in another video that I think politics follows culture. I don't think it's the other way around. I don't think politics dictate culture. You know, I don't think politics determine what the culture is. I think the culture will determine what politics are. So, like, if somebody wanted something banned, I think the way to do it is culturally, where people just wouldn't be interested in it. Now, that can be tricky because we're also flawed. You know, we as human beings, we're flawed. And so, of course, there should be consequences for certain actions. We'll put it like that. Like murder, for example. You know, of course, there should be a consequence for that. People shouldn't just be able to, you know, do whatever they want. So, I'm not in favor of the government deciding what's going to be right and wrong, and then making laws to say that everybody needs to support that. And the reason why, but there are arguments that cause me to think differently. So I'm kind of going back and forth on this right now, which I love, and it's really interesting. That's why I want to open up the conversation and hear what you guys have to say. But the reason why is because, well, what if we give the government that power and then they decide that something is okay when it's not, like say abortion. You know, I believe fully that abortion is murder, and I think that you can actually prove that, or at least proving doesn't always mean you're going to convince everybody. You can prove that abortion is the murder of another human being. Is it the end of a life? Yes. But what is that life? Is it another human being? Well, it has different genetics, it has different biology. When a woman is pregnant, she doesn't have four arms, she has two arms, and she has a baby who has two arms. So it's not it's a totally different body. It's a different person with their own unique fingerprints, their own unique biology, their own unique genetics and things like that. It is another person. But our government has decided for us that it's perfectly fine, that abortion is perfectly fine. So that's kind of where I go back and forth on that. Now, if like abortion clinics were banned, let's say, that would also be empowering the government to do something. Now, if culturally, if there wasn't a demand for it, if culturally it was just accepted that this is wrong and it's evil and all this stuff, there wouldn't be a demand for it, and just you wouldn't need the government to step in and legislate anything. You know, there wouldn't be a demand for it, and nobody would want it. Like, for example, in this country right now, we don't have like suicide booths. You know, we don't have like a phone booth on every corner where you can go in and it'll shoot you in the head and you're done. Because there's no demand for it. Nobody wants that. You know, I mean, there are people that want that, and you don't have to send me the links. I've seen the articles. I know that there are some people trying to push that, but it's just culturally not really acceptable right now. Now, it might be in 20 or 30 years or whatever. I don't think it should be. I think that it's just awful. But I could see now here's kind of where I'm on the fence. See, this is where it's tricky, and this is where I want to know what you think, because part of me wants to say I would be totally fine with the government banning suicide booths because it's wrong. Just make them illegal. But I all saying that, I also know that that gives more the government more power. There would have to be, what if they open up a new branch of government, or like a new, because we got like the EPA, we got like we got all the Department of Education, we got all this stuff that we don't really, I don't think we need if stuff is just privatized. And but we've got all this stuff. But what if a new department now is open, the Department of, anti-suicide booths or whatever. I'm sure it wouldn't be called that exactly. But what if now the government's even bigger? Now our taxpayer money has to go to fund the government's efforts in stopping suicide booths. It's like the whole war on drugs thing. I believe that drugs are wrong, but I don't think the government should be taking our tax money to fund what, and it's clearly not working. It's clearly not working. So I go back and forth on some of this, and I haven't fully, because whenever I think that I have, a solid position on it, then I read something else that kind of makes me think, well, maybe I don't have this all figured out, So for a while, I thought, okay, whatever. I don't want the government banning anything. I just want, I want society to decide. I want culture to decide. If somebody gets murdered, obviously, I'd like them prosecuted and everything. But then I read something that makes me think. So I saw this headline that was really interesting, and it said, five reasons why porn should be banned. Obviously, I'm a Christian. I am against pornography. I think it's disgusting. At best, I think it's silly and uninteresting. But no, it's I think it's a scourge on this country. It really is. But do I want to give the government more power to ban it, to make it illegal, to create new departments where they gotta, where it takes even more taxpayer money? I don't know. I really don't. I don't know. I mean, if that is if they decide to do that, I wouldn't mind personally. I wouldn't mind my taxpayer dollars going to something like that, but it's never going to be created that way, because my taxpayer money could go to like abortion clinics and stuff, and I have no say in it. So I'm torn on this, and I really want to know what you guys think. Now, obviously, I think probably most people who watch this are Christians, and there might be some who aren't. There might be some who aren't Christians, or who think pornography's just fine. Okay, I'm happy to hear your argument, and I'm happy to read your comment. Go ahead and leave a comment below and tell me why you believe that. Because again, this is about open discourse. This isn't about me demonizing anybody or anything. But Matt Walsh actually wrote this five reasons thing, and I find myself agreeing with all of it. Like I do, but I know the consequence of it would mean giving the government more power. And I don't know if that's the way, or if going to cultural, if more people spoke out against why this is just wrong, and why, porn is wrong, and it's stupid, and it's destructive, and if people made more videos about it, more like I'm trying to do here, if more people and shifted the culture, then if there's not as much of a demand for it, it'll fizzle out on its own. I don't know how reasonable that is to expect that, or how realistic that is. So I see both sides of the argument. Should it be now? Obviously, asking if something should be banned is not the same as asking if something should be morally okay. I agree that morally it's wrong, obviously. But I don't know if that justifies the government getting involved. So anyway, I want to know what you think. I'm going to read this real fast. I'm going to try to make some shorter videos, because today I see I'm already 9 minutes into this video and haven't even gotten to the article in question yet. Today, I take one day a week to make these videos, and I could have already done. But I think these are important. I don't mind going a little longer if the content warrants it. So the article goes, people can find this on dailywire.com, and or you can just search Walsh, five reasons why porn should be banned. You can read it there. But It's by Matt Walsh. Says if you had asked the average person 50 years ago whether it should be legal to distribute grotesque hardcore pornography through a medium where people of all ages, especially kids and young teens, might have easy and free access to it, he probably would have been shocked that you even needed to ask the question. Of course, it should not be legal. He would have said, "We are civilized human beings, aren't we?" Ask the same question of the average person today, and he will also be shocked that you felt the need to ask it. Only he is shocked for the opposite reason. Even the standard conservative in today's culture thinks that any discussion of banning or censoring porn is madness. Porn has been widely available through the internet for a couple of decades, therefore, it must always and forever be available. He cannot possibly conceive of any other option. But there is another option, whether or not the modern mind, with its extraordinary limited field of vision and its propensity to accept literally everything it sees as an absolute and unchangeable given, can imagine it. Ross Douthat recently wrote a column for the New York Times making an excellent case for banning porn. I agree with his argument, and I think plenty more can and should be said, so I will offer as a supplement these five reasons for porn prohibition. One, porn is prostitution. Prostitution is illegal in every state except for one, yet pornography is legal in every state. The effect is that a person can go to jail for accepting money in exchange for sex, unless the sex is filmed and viewed by millions of other people. In that case, the prostitute and the pimp are free to carry on with their business. Prostitution is made legal by the presence of a camera. How does that make any sense? It seems that a reasonable and honest person must either advocate for the prohibition of prostitution in all its forms or for the legalization of prostitution in all its forms. I have no doubt that many people will happily choose the latter, but perhaps those people can stop for just a moment and ask themselves whether they really want their children to live in a country with internet porn exploding from every computer and bunny ranches on every street corner. In what way would that improve society? And what sense would it secure a brighter future for the next generation? Or have we devolved to such a state that we don't even consider these kinds of questions anymore? Two, porn. Excuse me, one second. Okay, there we go. Just had to get the right window up here. Yeah, I have to keep my actual video recording visible, so if it freezes, I'll know to switch to this camera. Because again, we're dealing with technical issues. That would be great if you could go to joshpackdisclosure.com/donate and help me out so we don't have these issues anymore. But okay, number two, porn feeds the sex trafficking industry. There's little sense in trying to fight sex trafficking while at the same time defending pornography as a sacred right. The link between the two is unmistakable and should be self-evident to any thinking person. Sex traffickers routinely force their slaves into pornography. And how does the viewer of internet porn know whether a woman is freely consenting or not? Well, the same way he knows she's of legal age. He doesn't. He can't. He accepts that he may well be watching a drugged, abused, and coerced woman exploited for his pleasure. Her dignity, her liberty, her humanity is of no concern to him whatsoever. The porn viewer becomes morally complicit in the abuse of women, not only complicit in it, but aroused by it. No wonder the Michigan State Police Department found, and there's a link included in the article, found that porn is used or imitated in over 40% of the sex crimes they investigate. Porn is a training ground for sexual deviance. Number three, porn destroys children. An American child is first introduced to hardcore internet porn at the age of 11, and there's another link there. And people want the references for all these, they can go to this article. Again, you can find it at dailywire.com. An American child is first introduced to hardcore internet porn at the age of 11 on average. Plenty of kids are exposed to it 8 or 9 or even younger. A child's developing brain is simply not prepared to handle it. He has no way of processing what he sees. He does not know what to do with it. He has no concept of healthy human sexuality, and whatever concept he now develops will be formed by internet smut. The psychological effects, another link there, are obviously devastating. We all know that our kids are being ruined by this stuff, yet we sit back emasculated, acting as though we are powerless to do anything about it. We have determined that a smut peddler's right, in quotes, to spew filth all over society is somehow more sacrosanct, more worthy of protection than our children's well-being. We are truly pathetic. Number four, porn makes you less free. There is nothing freeing about porn. A free society is not one that must or should feature easily accessed pornography. Porn kills freedom because it enslaves the viewer to his passions. I understand that very silly people who are not in the habit of thinking, will snicker at the previous sentence, but they only snicker because they are slaves themselves. They are so consumed by pornography, so beholden to it, that they are not capable of intellectually engaging with any criticism of it. They are obsessed with porn, they will viciously defend it, yet they derive no joy from it, and they hate themselves while they watch it. They are slaves, and slaves cannot be free. 5, laws matter. The law is a teacher. Another link there. People are more likely to accept something as normal and moral if the law treats it as such. This is a simple fact of human nature. And see, I'm just going to interject here. This makes sense with the abortion stuff, because it's legal now and it's even generally accepted. So while I believe that culture does dictate politics, there are some times like this where, like, if something's legal or illegal, that does seem to shift the culture's perception on things. So that's something I got to study out more, admittedly. But I think it's interesting. I think that this is like an interesting kind of dichotomy between politics and culture. But anyway, so continuing on, this is a simple fact of human nature. Laws are not amoral. They codify and communicate moral truths. The law should not automatically prohibit every immoral thing, but it should only prohibit immoral things. Okay, it should not automatically prohibit every immoral thing, but it should only prohibit immoral things. All right, I had to read that a couple of times for it to make sense, but I get it. So our entire system of government is founded on natural law, which is itself a moral doctrine. Every law grows or should grow from that root. It is said that we cannot legislate morality. And this is kind of what I was talking about at the beginning of this video. So continuing on in the article, he says, I'm not sure what that means exactly, but I do know that we can and should legislate morality. Excuse me. That is, legislate according to the moral doctrine that created this country and served as the basis for all its founding documents. Porn is such an extreme and insidious assault on natural law that a country built upon natural law must prohibit it. Now, for the sake of efficiency, let me include a brief rebuttal to the 4 points that will be made against my position. 1, porn is protected by the First Amendment. No, it's not. Miller versus California, and there's a link, found that obscenity is not protected speech and can be censored. Here's an interesting fact. Federal law already prohibits, there's another link, the distribution of obscene material, but the law is not applied or enforced as it should be. 2, so you want to ban porn but not guns? Hypocrite. That's like accusing me of hypocrisy because you catch me eating a steak after I just got through explaining why you shouldn't eat diapers. Oh, so now you think it's okay to eat things. Yes, I never said that we shouldn't eat anything. I said we shouldn't eat that particular thing. Likewise, I never said we shouldn't ban anything. I just said we shouldn't ban guns. Guns are protected by the Bill of Rights. Porn is not. Guns are a tool that can be used to preserve our liberty. Porn is not. Guns have many positive applications. Porn does not. A gun is a morally neutral object whose dangers or benefits are determined entirely by the person using it. Porn is morally debased filth with no redeeming quality, and there is no positive application for it. 3, porn prohibition is unenforceable. No, it's not. It would be no trouble to shut down the professional porn operations and go after the major porn sites like Pornhub. As for the rest of it, the government could have as much success policing it as they have in policing child porn, which is to say they can't get rid of it all, but they can contain the problem and punish those who distribute this stuff. 4, it's a slippery slope. What are you worried we might slip into? Decency? Lord, if only. What exactly is the worst case scenario here? That the anti-porn law might be used against TV networks that broadcast obscene content? Well, okay then, and why would that be such a horrific outcome? Until you can make a reasonable case that obscenity laws could be used to suppress the free and legitimate exchange of ideas or somehow punish political dissent, I'm not going to worry much about slippery slopes. If the law was really stretched to its limits, the worst thing I could see happening is the censorship of sexually explicit material on TV and maybe the criminalization of strip clubs. All the better as far as I can tell. We've seen where the slippery slope leads when obscenity laws are not enforced. I feel quite certain that the slippery slope on the other direction could not possibly result in anything half as bad as our current situation. And that concludes the article. So I want to know what you think. Obviously, And again, just to recap, I agree with like everything he's saying about porn. It's bad, it's destructive, it's terrible, you know, it's all that, it's all that stuff. But at the same time, should it be the government's job to legislate it? Should it be the government's job to make it illegal, or should it be a cultural thing? Obviously, we all have a personal responsibility in it. But you know, how should that be managed? And this is still something that I'm kind of, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer here is. But I am interested to know what you guys think, and I'm interested to read all your comments and your arguments about this situation, about this, you know, whatever conversation. I'd love to know what you think. So leave me a comment, and again, if you could, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, check out all the free materials that I have on there, and if you could click that donate button and help me out, it would be greatly appreciated. And your donations will be used wisely in continuing this channel. And again, I listen to you guys. You all have a voice in this. You know, it's your channel. I want to know what you want. I want to cover the content you want covered. So leave me suggestions, leave me all that stuff. I'd love to read it. Okay. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care and God bless.